One morning, a woman got into her car as usual and drove several miles to her office. Along the way, her imagination began to produce a great adventure. She saw herself in olden times, a simple woman living in the midst of wars and crusades. She became a heroine, saved her people by strength and sacrifice, encountered a strong and noble prince who loved her. With her conscious mind thus totally occupied, she drove along several streets, stopped at traffic lights, signaled properly at each turn, and arrived safely at her office parking lot. Coming to her senses, she realized that she couldn't remember any of the drive to the office. She recalled not a single intersection or turn. Her startled mind asked, "How could I drive this far without being aware of it? Where was my mind? Who was driving while I was dreaming?" But things like that had happened before, so she dropped the subject and went on into the office. At her desk, she began to plan her day's work, but she was interrupted by a colleague who came storming into her office, threw down a memorandum she had circulated, and went into a rage over some minor point he disagreed with. She was astonished. His anger was so disproportionate to the size of the issue. What had come over him? He, in turn, hearing his own raised voice, realized he was making a mountain out of a molehill. Embarrassed, he mumbled an apology and backed out. In his own office, he asked himself, "What came over me? Where did that come from? I don't usually get rattled over little things. I just wasn't myself." He sensed that there was a boiling anger within him that had nothing to do with his friend's memorandum, but had suddenly come to the surface over this petty matter. Where the anger came from, he didn't know. If these two people had time to think about it, they might realize that they had already felt the presence of the unconscious in their lives that morning. In dozens of ways, in the ebb and flow of ordinary daily life, we experience the unconscious as it acts in us and through us. Sometimes it works alongside the conscious mind and takes over the controls of the automobile while the conscious mind is focused on something else. We have all had the experience of driving a few blocks on automatic pilot, as the woman in our example did. The conscious mind is somewhere else, briefly, and the unconscious mind simply takes over what we are doing. It stops us at the red lights, starts us at the green lights, and keeps us within the law until the conscious mind comes back to the here and now. This isn't the safest way to drive, but the unconscious does provide us with an excellent and crucial built-in backup system that we all take for granted. Sometimes the unconscious generates a fantasy so full of vivid, symbolic images that it captures the conscious mind totally and holds our attention for a long time. The fantasy of adventure, danger, heroic sacrifice, and love that enthralled the woman on her way to work is a primary example of the way the unconscious invades our conscious minds and attempts to express itself through the imagination, using the symbolic language of feeling-charged images. Another way we experience the unconscious is through a sudden surge of emotion, the inexplicable joy or the irrational anger that suddenly invades the conscious mind and takes it over. The floods of feeling make no sense to the conscious mind, because the conscious mind did not produce them. The man in our example could not explain to himself the intensity of his reaction. He asked, "Where did that come from?" He felt that his anger came from somewhere outside him. He felt that he was not himself for a few moments. But in fact, this surge of ungovernable emotion did come from a part of him, a place deep within that he couldn't see with his conscious mind. It is because of this invisibility that this place within is called the unconscious. The idea of the unconscious derives from a simple observation in daily human life. There is material contained in our minds that we are not aware of most of the time. We sometimes become aware of a memory, a pleasant association, an ideal, a belief that wells up unexpectedly from an unknown place. We sense that we have carried these elements somewhere inside us for a long time. But where? In an unknown part of the total psyche that lies outside the boundaries of the conscious mind. The unconscious is a marvelous universe of unseen energies, forces, forms of intelligence, even distinct personalities that live within us. It is a much larger realm than most of us realize, one that has a complete life of its own running parallel to the ordinary life we live day to day. The unconscious is the secret source of much of our thought, feeling, and behavior. It influences us in ways that are all the more powerful because unsuspected.